This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 6th of July, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Got an exciting full day today, but I got to start the show off by saying that was Osam, 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 no good Sam. I played that this morning because yesterday I played a cover of Jones O' Jones by Blind Blake. The cover is by a duo in the United States of America blues band. I played that track because I wanted you all to see how much people love our music, how our music and cultural experience has influenced our neighbors, particularly the United States of America. And if you see the video, if you watch the video, you could see the joy with which they perform that song, how they are tickled by the experience of performing it, right? I also played it because I want you all to know this thing about violence, this go back long, long time. I'm not going to let you all suggest that it's these young people who keep coming up. They just keep burning and destroying everything. It can't be them. Blind Blake was telling Jones, oh, Jones, I could do you in. He's talking about spatial awareness in the community. See, he knew we had that problem long time, how we don't sort of understand what boundaries are because we have not been allowed to have our own, right? And so you find that people practice these things, right, in the most destructive ways. Why would you go and mess with your good friend's woman? Say, oh, Sam, why you could take my woman like that? We know each other, right? And so I want you all to hear that. And then I wanted you all to hear, oh, Sam, oh, Sam, today, to see that the people them are connected to their past. Because Osam got to be a remake, a gentler kind of remake. But he, just with words, he let him know, oh, I could do you in, Sam. I think one time, I can call you Grammy. Oh, you know what that means. It's problems in the camp when he can call you Grammy, Sam, for what you did to him. But I wanted us to be able to connect to ourselves and these experiences, because maybe we won't feel so lost if we know that somebody left a signpost. Somebody laid their experiences out so you would have a path to follow. That's why culture is so important. The young people out there, again, they're upset. They want to know why duty on art supplies is 45%, right? And you all say art and culture is so important. They want to know if it's a conspiracy against them, young people and artisans. And what I say is this, is that the politicians and the political class and those that wish to govern us know that the people disconnected from their senses are easy to order and control, right? So in the alternative, what we do is we invest ourselves into what we think is most important. So maybe you don't buy 3 drinks this weekend. Maybe you don't go to the bar. Maybe this weekend you buy a case of beer to spread out over the week and a half and 3. If you use my Grammy, spread that over a month. She'll let you know. Can't drink that in a week. And then invest the rest of your money into what is important to you. That is what we're going to have to start doing. Can't be begging the government to do things they already know they're obligated to do and refuse to do. You can't be begging them to do that. That's not good for your self-esteem. You got to start doing it and showing them how easy it is to be done. And they'll pick it up. They will pick it up. And they will enable you to continue it. Because governments are lazy. They don't want to work. But if you could continue it, they love that. You see, we got to understand spatial awareness and understand our relationship to each other. The government is like a woman with 17 children and baby daddy who only like to come visit when she's making soup. She overwhelmed. And she need our help. That's what mommy tell you from a young age. You got to learn how to govern yourself. See, but because we are so ashamed of our past, of coming up with a mommy with no daddy, you had a daddy, you know, don't mind the talk in the street, but you're so ashamed of coming up from these spaces that you forget that there's glory in those spaces, there's success in those spaces, there's survival in those spaces. We got to reconnect to one another. There's one of these wise musicians have one song. I think they say the same thing. Could be Ronnie Butler, could be somebody else. What does he say? We got to stay connected. We got to connect to one another. Anyway, this morning, in an attempt to keep us connected, my guest co-host is Mr. Peter L. McPhee, a.k.a. Pumpkin Eater. Good morning, Mr. McPhee. How you doing?
Good morning, Aaron Green, and good morning to your producer. I think you have some guests in there.
Eh? Absolutely, I do.
But good morning to them, too.
Right, I got
to... Good morning, Pumpkin Eater.
I got to introduce you first, because you're my guest co-host.
Yes, ma'am.
You are a disability and community advocate and activist, and advocate. A regular voice on Guardian Radio.
Yes, ma'am. Advocate for disabled and righteousness.
There you go. Absolutely, because the two got to come together.
For my country and for the disabled.
Absolutely. So my guests in studio this morning are Mr. Dr. Arthur McDonald. And I hear he's a Cat Island specialist. That's why I call him a doctor. And Mr. Anthony Johnson. They are respectively the president and vice president of. Please introduce the organization you're representing this morning.
A pleasant good morning, Bahamas. A pleasant good morning. Aaron Green, it's always good to be on Guardian 96.9. Great station. Great job you guys are doing here.
Thank you.
Our organization, I have Mr. Johnson with me, Anthony Johnson. He is our vice chairman and president of our organization. I am the president and chairman of the organization. And we are having a major event, and our organization is the Cat Island Empowerment and Development group. We are doing this organize. We have developed this organization to help the entire Cat Island. Everything that is in Cat Island, that people from Baynetown to Baynetown, that's Orange Creek in the north, to Port Howe and McQueen's in the south, we want to be able to assist every settlement, every organization, every leadership endeavors and any initiative that Cat Island has. We are there to support them, to advertise them, and to fight for them on their behalf. In addition, we plan to support the children's home in Old Bight, Cat Island. We are supporting the Rake and Scrape Festival in Arthurstown.
All right.
During June, the first of June, mm-hmm. and the regatta in New Bight, Cat Island, which is in August. It is the second largest regatta in the Bahamas behind Exuma. And we want to ensure that we develop all the historical sites, building, churches, schools, because a lot of them are dilapidated. We want to do this and clean up our community from north to south, like I say. Orange Creek in the north, in the south, in the north, yes, and, mm-hmm. and those settlements, McQueen and Port Howe in the south.
Okay.
I had the good fortune of going to two high schools on Cat Island, both high schools.
All right.
In the north, the one in the north where I live, and in the south.
Right.
And going to church to throughout the settlement because my father was a Baptist preacher.
All right. So you know the place.
Extremely well. And I was a star athlete. I played every sport. Mm-hmm. Every sport that we played in school. Everyone. I was good at all of them. All
right. So is there a museum in Cat Island yet?
No, we do have, I think the center is in Noses or that area.
Yes.
And then we have another, we have various, the McDonald Library there.
Okay.
We want to do the Norris McDonald Library in Manitoba, but we want to develop other things there in conjunction with local government and the government of the Bahamas and the communities and the various societies and associations within Cat Island. And if you are in Nassau or Freeport, we want to work with you to make all these things happen. We're not doing this by ourselves. And we're just here to assist because we want to ensure within the next 2 to 3 years, within the next couple of months, you see some changes we have planned to do.
Right. And despite what people think, Cat Island is an island and the settlements are open to all Bahamians.
Yes.
Right? Ain't like us Nassau people that look at Family Island as weird, like, why you stop at that stop sign, miss? You from the island, eh? Right? But we're asking for support from across the Commonwealth.
Absolutely.
Because Cat Island is open to and everyone. Welcomes everyone.
Absolutely.
And not just regatta time.
Yes. And we plan to bring events, at least 3 to 4 events, in 2 other events in addition to regatta and the thing. I can let Mr. Johnson speak.
All right, because we got to talk about the event that's happening this weekend.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, on Saturday, Bahamas, after Western Esplanade, the Culture Center, actually the Culture Center, net a fish fry,
okay.
just in the back of the police station.
Okay.
From 10 o'clock until 9 o'clock that evening, a burst of activities will be going on in that area. We invite the public, not just Cat Islanders, everybody from throughout the country, as well as, you know, tourists alike. We
yes.
want them to come. We want them to enjoy all the amenities there, yes. From 11 o'clock in the morning, from 11 a.m. until
11 a.m.
Yes, okay. until 9 o'clock in the evening. We're going to have all different kinds of active. Bishop Lawrence Earl is going to be there.
Wait. Okay, so producer, I asking you this off the cuff. We need a song about Cat Island, and we need a song from the singing pastor. I prefer the one, I don't know if you all remember the video on ZNS where he and his backup singers
yes.
and dancers
uh-huh.
were on the wharf.
Uh-huh.
And they had a little seawall, and they were dancing.
Yes.
The ladies were dancing in uh-huh. the A-line skirt.
Yes.
Very proper for church women. But the performance was like they was on MTV.
Wow.
Not to say they were being lewd or explicit or anything, but they were performing. Like they were recording for international TV.
Wow. And
absolutely.
And guess what, Mark will tell you this. We have somebody that is going to, are we not going to call the name, Mark? We get an already, right?
You got a super secret guest.
Yes. And guess what?
Yeah.
He's going to perform that quadrille
yeah.
and that little rake and scrape thing. He's pretty good.
Now,
he's
listen,
very good.
Dear young man, don't slunk on this opportunity, right? This is the opportunity for you to go out there and learn these Bahamian dances.
Yes.
Right? So when you go to the dance, you could, and your Haitian brothers and sisters doing the compa and they doing the dance and your other older Bahamian by them doing the merengue and thing, then you could come out there and you'll know what to do to sweep the women
wow.
them off their feet.
But Dr. Mark, Dr. Mark, can I say, let me say this please, Dr. McDonald. You have invited everybody. Absolutely. How about Erin? No, I haven't heard you said anything about her. What's going on?
But she's automatically only guest. We're having a special reception for our sponsors and their guests.
All right.
And you are one of all invited special guests.
I told you that.
Okay, so when is the reception?
From 4 o'clock
4 p.m.
until 7.
We may have to push that earlier, but because of the festival across
yes.
the street.
I got you.
So we may have to push that.
The communal service
three.
At 7 o'clock, okay. yes.
Yeah, we may have right. to push that to 3 mm-hmm. Because we want to lower that music and respect the independence celebration across the street.
Yeah, for the elaborate, Mark.
Yes, also, I want you to know our theme for our organization is team. Together, everyone achieves more. In addition, we have a registry for all Kent Islanders, even if your name is Green, you're from Andrus.
No, my people come from Kent. Me part of
yeah. Yeah. No, okay, no, but I'm telling you, I'm clearing that up right now. If your name is Green and you have a Stubbs mother, we have a registry for every settlement. We want everyone connected and friends of Kent Island to come there, but the ones that connect to Kent Island, we have a registry from yeah. Orange Creek to Port Arthur and McQueen's. You put your last name down and your Kent Island name down.
Okay,
Ms. McDonald, please, I want you got to tell her this. What about the fruit? What about the flour cake and the benny cake?
Oh, we have all of those there. We have all of those there, the flour cake, the benny cake, and we have all Kent Island food. Come on down and try them all.
Listen,
yes.
So I have a great grand relative from Cat Island. Uh-huh. Right? So I know I got
DNA. You got like, DNA.
But then
from
20
there.
Years ago, I went up and we went to camp at the Hermitage, and it was dark, so we didn't realize there was an easy way. We took the only way up.
Ah.
So I left a piece of myself in Cat Island too that night. I'm certain of it.
Go
but listen,
on.
I love this theme team.
Yes.
I got to bring in my guest co-host, Mr. McPhee. How you doing?
I'm still doing fine. I'm still the bunk, you know.
Yeah, so listen, what I want to do is I want to ask these gentlemen about access. See, team, and the theme is about access and participation, making sure everybody could participate. But I want to ask them about access and participation for not marginalized communities, because the disabled community does not think of itself as marginalized, mm-hmm. even though sometimes it's pushed to the side. What do we have for our disabled community members?
Go on. Definitely a disassociation, all like him. Cause I know family died from eczema in my mom from Long Island. So all the associations that plan, regardless, and homecoming, they must have folks with disability in mind, mm-hmm. make certain areas accessible.
Mm-hmm.
When a person comes with a wheelchair, a family member come with their husband or their brother or sisters in a wheelchair, they have accessibility and those perspectives. You mentioned Kent Island. You know, I'm hoping that you could lead the way in that regard. But all homecoming got to make sure their areas are accessible for wheelchair, Erin Green.
Absolutely. Thank you. So while you gentlemen was talking, I'm coming to you. Don't watch that. Here's what I was thinking. This could kick off the beginning of a Family Island Festival, whose aim is to drive tourists to the Family Island.
Yes.
You come
yeah.
into Nassau, maybe you come on a cruise ship, you're only here for a day, maybe a day and a half. If every weekend or every month there is an event in the cultural center where each island is represented, so the tourists could come in, have a little festival time, Bahamians could come have a little festival. More importantly, children could come experience the culture of the islands.
You're right.
But its primary aim is to drive tourism to the Family Islands.
And expose them to the culture of food right. and whatever the art and everything.
Right. This could be a pilot program because next Junkanoo, you know what I want to see in Rawson Square, people? I want to see a section of, not bleachers, but an elevated section with mobility access for people in wheelchairs so that they can safely come to an elevated point and watch the
yes.
Junkanoo Festival
yes.
safely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you so right? Because I've been so many Junkanoo, I rush in Junkanoo, and there's not a clear area for tourism and citizens in the wheelchair to watch.
Wow. Here's what will get okay. young people
okay.
and children
yes.
involved.
Yes.
When they see differently abled people come into the festival, And they realize, well, everybody, the song say they're coming by plane,
yes,
they're coming by wheelchair, da-da-da-da, right? Yeah, yeah. That's what will drive young people to want to participate and ensure everybody have access to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell us some more about this event,
yes,
before we move into our next segment, gentlemen.
I want to say that we will be having 3 to 4 events in New Providence,
uh-huh,
in aid of Care Island, development of Care Island,
okay,
and all the settlement. We will have 3 or 4 events here in New Providence.
Okay.
In that regard. And I believe after, this is the 49th year in the past 50 years, we have a prime minister in the name of Dr. Philip Brave Davis,
mm-hmm,
who I believe has a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is his doctorate in?
No,
I believe
he was just honored.
Okay,
yes,
I got you. Yes. I believe his doctorate is in cutting the rug.
Yeah.
I believe that boy could dance better than all the prime ministers.
You mean rake and scrape?
Yeah.
He's pretty good at that.
I believe his doctor is having a good heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what the people telling me.
Yes, he has a good heart, and he means well by the people of the Bahamas. And he came up in humble beginning, and I believe he's going to, in our next 50th year, the things that you're talking about now, but disabled needs, I think he's going to do his best with the various ministries and the ministry responsible that these things become the things of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I believe
mm-hmm.
we need to stop
mm-hmm.
talking about these things.
And get it done.
I know, and fix them. And my mantra for the rest of my life,
mm-hmm.
to serve God, fix that serve my family and fix this this entire Bahamas with people like yourself, Aaron Gray.
Thank you.
Yes. Pumpkin, yes. This is our first event on Saturday.
Okay.
But what we will do, should you decide to come out there, we would make everything as accessible for you as possible. I would personally do that, Anthony Johnson. I would personally do that for you. But I can assure you that at our next event, hopefully in October, Mark, is it August or October? Anyway, it's pending just now. Our next event, we will make certain that all of those things are available to everybody. Okay?
I will
be certain. In fact, I'm going to get your telephone number from Mrs. Green today. And I would like to talk with you in person, you know, at some point of your convenience, maybe next week or whenever you feel comfortable, I'll call you and arrange a time as to when we can get together and talk.
All right. Gentlemen, now you share your contact information for people who are interested in coming out or who want to set up a booth
mm-hmm.
or who want to participate as a vendor in the festival.
Yes, my name is Anthony Johnson. I'm the vice chair of this organization. My telephone number is 814-6642. That's 814-6642, Mr. McDonald.
And my numbers are 328-2424. That's 328-2424. And my other number is 818-5133. That's 818-5133. And you folks come out, enjoy. Let me tell you something. This is going to be our inaugural event, and we just want to build Cat Island. Let me tell you, there's no better time to do it than when a Cat Island member of parliament, Prime Minister, Dr. Philip Brave Davis is in. Good man, means well, watch and see. I believe he's going to be one of the best prime ministers in the history of our country. I truly believe that.
Absolutely.
And I want to make sure I feel soft. Cat Island, man, do all those Cat Island songs, make you do what a Cat Island. I want them to be there to sing.
Yes.
That's my Dr. Bunker, the point to no regret.
Yes. What happened is that you can be certain that, you know, at some point pretty soon, he would be there with us.
Good.
But we appreciate you. We appreciate everybody. Thank you, Bahamas. Thank you, Mrs. Green. We appreciate you so kindly for allowing us on your show this morning.
Absolutely. And I'm not letting you go anywhere unless you have to go, right?
That's how it works.
Unless you have to go. Because we're talking a little bit about local government, right?
Okay.
And because my guest co-host is a local government expert.
Okay.
And I say that because I found a paper.
Mm-hmm.
From the UB Research Edge Working Paper Series.
Uh-huh.
This paper is dated March 2020, But I say that I want you all in the audience to note this down, especially you interested in local government. This is an excellent read. It's very short. It's 3 pages. It's an abstract, right? That's like when you write the paper and then you do a little brief of what the paper says. It's called An Examination of the Local Government System on the Outer Islands of the Bahamas. Okay. Right? Now, I'm glad we're having this conversation because we're supposed to talk about how local government can increase or ensure access and participation by every citizen in all of the important aspects of development.
Mm-hmm.
But local government can also help the development
mm-hmm.
of festivals, local or family
yes.
island tourism.
Yes.
Local government can help the development or help us begin this process of cultural preservation
mm-hmm.
where we in our community spaces identify the most important parts of the culture, the most important things in the new developing culture, what we're going to keep, what we're going to let die away.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are things that help to build a strong nation. When we're talking about crime, while I'm sitting here getting upset at the statements by the Minister of National Security, I can't just sit back. I can do some work as well and remind us that a strong citizen has a strong sense of self
yes.
and identity
yes.
and then connects to family and community and country.
Yes.
And that identity is developed through culture and participation. And so it's important to bring the disabled community into this national conversation because we know that their access is diminished because of their lack of mobility or our lack of concern
yes.
to ensure that they can participate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I wanted to bring those conversations together. This paper, like I said, the title is An Examination of the Local Government System on the Outer Islands of the Bahamas by Keyron L. Smith. I can just read very quickly. Y'all don't mind me. I always have a couple notes to turn to. Here we go. There were 4 key findings in this paper. And basically they said what needs to happen is we need the four salient themes. There was a lack of sufficient fiscal power needed for local government to govern effectively on the family island. So they don't have enough money to really make any real decisions.
Mm.
The second was that there was a breakdown in intergovernmental relations which hindered local government's capacity to be responsive and successful in executing their functions. So local government had spent too much time waiting on responses from central government
mm-hmm.
to make decisions effectively or in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
The third, evidence also highlighted that while local government elections are independent of political parties, these parties still happen to
control.
Now, y'all don't say anything because I ain't talking to y'all and y'all ain't
mm-hmm.
talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
This was evidenced by the presence of a cabinet minister and the MP responsible for a particular district at the recent local government election results announcements,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And those party members were standing, it seemed, with their candidate, despite the fact that local government is not rooted in partisan politics. And the third is that the results accentuate, or that's like they highlight, some occurrences in local government suggest that we need better principles around governance, basically, in local
yes.
government. And so now, Pumpkin Eater,
uh-huh.
those are the 4 things that came out of that study, right? Local government needs more money to operate properly. We need a system that provides more effective communication between local government and central government. And we need mechanisms to keep partisan politics out. And we need the entrenchment of better governance principles across the board in local government.
Let me tell you about just a two-part of that.
Yeah, man.
Very important to keep government out. I think it was last month or prime minister in this budget allow Family Island to keep 10% of their earnings in the families of Ireland. And I want these gentlemen to comment on that. That means Canada Island, Exuma, my DNA, Exuma, Long Island, my DNA, would have 10% on their islands, but except for New Providence. But local government in its finest form would give the community, like myself, where I live in the Camp Road area and all those other areas, the power to govern their community and make decisions for their community. If we had local government, we'd not have the kind of crime we had. Because everybody know one another. I grew up like that. And your parents grew up like that, Eric. Great. Mm-hmm. So we would actually, we wouldn't have gangs. We would break them up. We'll find a formula to keep our area safe, and to keep our area clean, and to keep our area community friendly and cooperation when it comes to disaster. That what local government would do. That's what community would do in
Absolutely.
Those area.
And listen, that 10%, that's a proposal or that's a decision already made?
I think that's in the budget.
That's in the budget.
Yes.
So the local government would keep 10% of income generated within that district.
Right, in the island.
That's a good start.
That's a big step.
Yeah, it's a big step.
But it's not for new problems. With local government, if you had local government now, we would hold on to that 10%.
So I got you.
Remember now, we have the largest population, so it'll be driven by the West. We would keep their 10%, and the West would have their 10% to help develop their...
You're right. That, look here, and... Anyway, you hear that music. That music means, Aaron, stop thinking. We got to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more. I want to tell people about the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. And we're going to play one or two rounds of the How Bahamian Are You game in preparation for Independence Weekend. Oh, it's going to be a doozy. Now, gentlemen, I hear the music. I'm coming right now, producer. I may be in the bush. I may be in the bush on Saturday. We can see. I don't know. I can tell you my plans. You guys, stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Don't turn that dial from 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio.
To be at party and all the people celebrating. Happy and so joyful.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy? Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding out under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, gentlemen, that's the Phil Stubbs version of O Cat Island? Is that the Phil Stubbs version?
I'm not sure if that's Phil Stubbs' version.
No, okay. That's not Phil Stubbs.
No. Okay, I just check in.
No. Yeah, I know.
I just check in.
That's not Phil Stubbs. No.
Because my favorite of all the things I like to hear Bahamians singing other people's songs.
Uh-huh.
Now, mind you, Sweet Emily, I saw your note yesterday. Y'all can't be out here singing other people's song without giving them recognition and notice, you know, and you can't get paid for singing somebody else's song and they're still alive and they wasn't asked to sing it. You could say song because my name is Aaron Green. If you was a Bahamian and I love it, I can sing it.
Aaron Green, can you find a portion of Phil's, can you find a song Phil Stubbs sing on Cat Island? They probably play a portion of it.
Ah, Phil Stubbs, okay.
Going into the break and coming back.
I got you. And see if the producer could find it, then he could find it. But before we get into the show, guys, I got a little giveaway I have to announce. There's a local company called Bahama Bells that has gifted Guardian Radio this morning with a sampler pack of their Independence macarons, right? And they're beautiful. I can show them to the camera. Fly colors, gold, aqua,
yes,
and black. For your Independence macarons, you can reach out to Bahama Bells, that's 465-0329, Letitia Campbell, that's Bahama Bells, Independence Macarons, and trust me, I'm going to make the producer try one of these, and some of the staff try these. I'm not allowed to eat sugar, you know,
That's a Cat Island name, you know, that's one Campbell.
Yeah? Cat Island name too?
Yeah,
Campbell. Y'all just claiming everybody?
Yeah.
Pumpkin, are you from Cat Island too?
No, I'm a dad from Exuma, mom from
Long Island, eh?
And I got some Andrews root in me too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay.
But somebody once told me that every Bahamian could trace themselves back to Cat Island.
The Pratt
are from Long Island and Cat Island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother was, my grandparents were Pratt.
Okay.
We have Pratt in Cat Island, Arthur Stone, and New Bike.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Hey, Mark and Mrs. Green, and some years ago, some time back, Kid Allen, you know, had over a city of over 10,000 people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over 10,000 people. Kid Allen, one of the only islands in the Bahamas that had a railroad.
Wow.
I think the trace of that is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
The most historical and cultural island in the Bahamas, Kid Allen, Guanahani. San Salvador.
That's right.
It happened to the highest hill, too, eh?
Yes.
Well,
tell me if I'm pronouncing the correct name, first name correctly. Idris Munka.
Idris.
Idris.
Idris
Munka.
The D is silent, right?
Yes.
Idris Munka.
Idris Munka.
Right. There's a wonderful documentary, a lecture that he gave. It's on YouTube. And essentially, Cat Island, in Naugatuck, it was the best kept secret of the Bahamas, but Cat Island is the best kept secret of the Bahamas, because it turns out, and I believe the Cat Islanders when they say it, because who's supposed to know but the people who live there, that is the original landfall of the Bahamas.
Well, if you were to go to Devil Point,
to
Port Howe, you would see exactly why. You would see it there.
Yeah.
And you would see the port, the hill just by the ocean. You would see all of that. You would have an idea as to, you know.
Because Munker, go on.
I was on another show just yesterday, and I tell persons, you know, I'm a Bahamian historian.
Yeah.
And particularly focusing on some things of Cat Island. And I produced the ABC, the business magazine, for over a decade.
Yeah.
It's in all our libraries throughout the country, soon to be elsewhere. But let me explain. There's Columbus Point in Port Howe.
Mm-hmm.
There's Columbus Point. If you Google Cat Island, there's Columbus Point in Cat Island. Let me mention to you that my mother is from Watlands Island and now San Salvador.
Uh-huh.
Her birth certificate says...
Cat Island.
No, Watlands.
Right.
My father's birth certificate, who born in the now Cat Island, says San Salvador. Let me explain to you.
Mm-hmm.
My mother grew... I grew up with my mother and my father in Cat Island. My mother grew up in Watlands Island. The creek, to be exact. Let me also mention that her mother, which is my grandmother, they've never, ever, in their entire life that I know of, said San Salvador. They've always said Watlands Island.
Now, look here, dear people. This conversation right here, right?
That's it, right there.
I'm trying to put together a conference for next year's independence. I want to call it From Independence to Emancipation. Because it seemed like that's how the journey going to work out for us, right? We independent, but we still not emancipated yet, right?
No.
And that's one of the conversations. Like, I want a whole segment of the festival to be about that. But let me tell you why. We got this particular issue that's arising, right? And we don't see it because sometimes we're biased and we only see the things that we don't like.
Uh-huh.
We have this situation arising. We're talking about the risk of creating stateless people, right? And dealing with stateless people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We only see it in the context of the Haitian migrant.
Yes.
Despite the fact that there was many Haitians in the Bahamas as there were Bahamians in Haiti at multiple points of time in our history, right?
Yes.
But we are approaching the situation where we may be creating stateless Bahamians out of Bahamians who have already been recognized as Bahamians. Through whatever reason, whether it's incompetence or corruption or malfeasance, there's a problem with the securing of documents in this country.
Yes.
And so now people I know and I myself may be faced with the same situation where I can't verify my own identity as a Bahamian due to the processes that the government has put in place to, and I say this very politely, repair the mistakes that they have made through their own dereliction of duty. And so while we think of it as just a Haitian problem and we ignore the risk to the national security of the country, because there are people who have gotten a passport 6-7 times who now cannot get it because the state says, oh, you can't find that document, we can't find that document, you need an affidavit from somebody who was 10 years older than your parent who was 90 years old when they died.
You can't find them.
So how you can find them?
Right?
This history that
impacts the entire world. Because I, as a child, listening to George Bush Jr. talking about Christopher Columbus first touch land in the U.S., sitting there laughing. Mm-hmm. See, I just say y'all need to know.
In fact, I'll tell you, Green, let me explain to you. We are the Bahamas and Cat Island, specifically, is the key
to the new
and
world.
The gateway to the new world.
Yes.
Let me explain to you that, let me explain briefly to you and the Bahamas that when you're traveling on the sea, the highest point is the first thing you would see when to see land.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from the east, from the Canary Islands, if you were near Boat Islands, the highest point is the first place you would see. I don't know why people keep on mixing this up. This is easy to understand. When you're coming over a globe or a ball, the first thing you see is land.
Yeah.
That is the highest point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be confused by semantics and different ideologies.
Mm-hmm.
The world is known to be wrong. When you're coming over a ball, the highest thing you can see is a point, the highest point. And then you can see the flat point. The highest point coming from the east would be the now Cat Island, San Salvador, Guanahani.
Mm-hmm.
That's the original name. Google it. If you Google the old map of Cat Island or San Salvador, you will see Guanahani, San Salvador, and now Cat Island.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be confused. It's simple.
Yes.
You don't need to be...
And to my young people, if you want to know why sloop sailing have to be the national sport of the Bahamas, right? Versus basketball, because so much of our present life is still deeply connected to the past when sailing was it. I mean, it was how you navigated, it was how
Aaron,
you traded,
Aaron,
it was how you found love. It was
a sailboat.
Aaron,
yeah.
I just want to say this, how rich we are as a country. Let me say this to you. Every boat that goes through the United States comes through here. You see where they're stopping now?
Mm-hmm.
The port is in Grand Bahama. We're closer to those areas than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And for planes and stuff to go to the United States, they usually come over here.
Mm-hmm.
But to go to the east,
mm-hmm.
they come over the Bahamas.
Place, the Bahamas. Mm-hmm.
So and boats, we are the channel. So let me say this to you, man. We are not and will never, ever be a poor country. Let me tell you, I believe...
Should not.
Once we get the knowledge that who we are, we'll be proud of ourselves, more proud of ourselves, and we will learn that we are not a poor country.
And we got to stop telling our children, you can't never be more than what I am because I made you and I can take you out. No, you can't take somebody out. If they are the sum total of you, everything poured into you and your partner, right? And their other parent. How you could look at your child and say, I bring you into this world and I could take you out. You can't because they are more than you. And that was your point. That's why you born them.
Yes.
We are the gateway to everything west. We are the gateway to everything west.
Yes.
Explain to them Palomar, how close Palomar is to Alice in Palomar. Is it called island called Panama?
Panama, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They explain how they had to pass through our channel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the ship back then used to stop in those southern Bahamas and they used to get food and rice and everything.
And salt.
Yes. Aaron.
Yeah.
It's my time. And the guests. Look, we are a wealthy nation. The Bahamas, like you said, are a very wealthy nation. But it's a but there.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do our people, how do more of our people, how do we inform them, how they understand the value of wealth we have here, and how they can benefit because, you know, not many of us are benefiting from the wealth that is in our country,
mm-hmm.
or that comes from our country.
Mm-hmm. And if you can only see your value in terms of money, then you can only see value in other things in terms of money. And if you can only see the economic value of things, then you are...
And outside here. Outside here, the value.
We are less than 400,000 persons, 400,000 persons within the country. We are a very small nation. Let me explain to you that we have four times, 10 times more tourists comes here a year than we are. We would never, ever be a poor country. If we do the right things, consistently work with the other countries and work with all of the treaties and signing agreements, once we do the right things, be the kind of people we can work together,
Hold on, but you showed me something. I'm going to open up your phone, put the pin in so we could talk about it. You showed me Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and I think this is... Mr. Johnson.
Dr. MacDonald, yes, you are completely right. But what needs to happen is that our people, the people of this country, need to be educated as to the value that lies within our society that they...
And they won't learn it until they understand the value that lies within themselves. And that starts both, it's simultaneous. In the home, in the community, and the country at large, all at the same time.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine this Bahamas? The Bahamas, we manage an asset of over $500 billion.
Mm-hmm.
This little small country, over $500 billion in asset.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have, like Dr. Mark said, 500,000 people. Let's say close to 400,000 people. Yes, money is not everything. We have to first look into ourselves, and we have to find value within ourselves first before we can see the value of what is out there for us.
Absolutely.
Even including feeding ourselves, the agriculture riches of ourselves. We can actually feed ourselves and feed others around the world.
All right. So and what Mr. McDonald was pointing out to me, and it's important. Maslow's hierarchy of needs and motivational model. So the hierarchy of needs is basically, it says this, look, people can't function in society unless they have these basic things taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
See, the people all over the world know this except for us on the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
People cannot function unless their basic needs are taken care of.
Precisely.
Housing, clothing,
precisely.
Food, healthcare, and the sense that your children are safe.
Not outside food, our food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the need, yes, and the need to be wanted or needed, be included. And when we keep on excluding people, individuals, and certain segments of our society, you wonder why crime exists?
Right.
You wonder why we're not doing what we want to do? People need to be comfortable in our society.
Major
and
factor.
We need to stop ostracizing certain segments of our society.
Absolutely.
That's a major factor.
Listen, I got to get to these texts, and then we are all out of time. It says, Aaron, I'm glad you pointed out that crime and violence isn't exclusive to young people. Same old people used to commit the same crimes decades ago, and the old people back then had the same issues about young people. There's nothing new under the sun. Thanks for pointing that out. Another text. Oh, great show as usual, Miss Green. If I deal with... You all need to stop talking about red woman bad.
That voice text is not in, that voice text is not politically correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I grew up on a crime-free society.
Okay.
And these gentlemen can tell you that. I grew up in New Providence, they grew up in that, and there was hardly no crime.
I got you.
I grew up on a village. On
Listen,
a village.
I got another text. Aaron, in Sidney Poitier's book, he said his mother went in the bush in Cat Island to the old bear woman to save him, and she predicted that he will be famous one day. That was in the U.S.? They have... Anyway, look here. You hear that? You hear that music? There's about to be some raking in and scraping it up in here, man. And listen, and then I just see a post from our friend on the Sisters Channel, Star Sawyer Boy, raking in and scraping in. We raking in and scraping in. Guardian Radio AM is up next. They raking in and scraping in.
It's you gotta do it again, Harry. You gotta do it again.
You better be ready when I call, sir.
Oh, I'm always ready.
This is fantastic. I want to thank you for broadening the show, broadening the discussion with your insightful and precision, right, insertion of points. Thank you so much, Pumpkin Eater.
I appreciate it.
And then thank you to Bahama Bells for the wonderful macarons. Listen, Cecil Nuri and Guardian Radio AM is up next. Thank you, Mr. McDonald. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. But we got to move on.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Thanks, Bahamas.